A Christmas Grace by Anne Perry. Narrated by Terence Hardiman.
Dedicated to all those who long for a second chance. Emily Radley stood in the centre of her magnificent drawing room and considered where she should have the Christmas tree placed so that it would show to the best advantage. The decorations were already planned, the bows, the coloured balls, the tinsel, the little glass icicles, and the red and green shiny birds. At the foot would be the brightly wrapped presents for her husband and children. All through the house there would be candles, wreaths and garlands of holly and ivy. There would be bowls of crystallized fruit and porcelain dishes of nuts, jugs of mulled wine, plates of mince pies, roasted chestnuts, and, of course, great fires in the hearths, with apple logs to burn with a sweet smell. The year of 1895 had not been an easy one, and she was happy enough to see it come to a close. Because they were staying in London rather than going to the country, there would be parties and dinners, including the Duchess of Warwick's. Everyone she knew would be at that dinner, and there would be balls where they would dance all night. She had her gown chosen, the palest possible green, embroidered with gold. And, of course, there was the theatre. It would not be the same without anything of Oscar Wilde's, but there would be Goldsmith's She Stoops to Conquer, and that was fun. She was still thinking about it when Jack came in. He looked a little tired, but he had the same easy grace of manner as always. He was holding a letter in his hand. "Post?" she asked in surprise. At this time, in the